Okay, today's daf is Tamura daf Chaf Zayin. Tamura Chaf Zayin, and we are on Chaf Avim Abayis. We just did the Mishnah, but just to mention a couple of points related to Dichui that came up right before the Mishnah. There should be also a Ian Shear that is up on the OU website, OU.org, about Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Bedek Abayis. So feel free to listen to that, which has to do with many of the dafim, including today's daf and yesterday's daf. But one ha'ara from the end of the daf yesterday about dichui. Remember, the Gemara quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if you have an animal of two partners, that one of the partners is makdish his half, and then he buys the other half, and then is makdish that half. We mentioned that there's a day that it happens automatically, but pashas is that he makdish his half, so that animal is not hukraf, because it was already tainted, it was already scarred at the time that it was hukdash, because half of the animal could not be hukraf at that moment, since it belonged to a different person, and that status remains with the animal forever. That shows that there is dichli by kedushas damim, because the animal, which is only half hukdash, is only kedushas damim, is only bedek abayis, is not kedushas aguf, because it can't be hukrav, number one. Number two, it bale chayim ar nidachim, even though it's a live animal, it can be nitcha. And number three, that's dichli meikara, before it even gets ra'ui. It becomes nitche at the beginning of its existence, and it's still nitche, still dichui. So the last point is what Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes in Lekach Tov Klal Vav, where he has two. Klal Vav and Klal Zayin are both about dichui. The only topic, I think, in Lekach Tov that merits two klalim, not just one. He has Be'inyin dichui and then Od Be'inyin dichui in Klal Zayin. I think it's the only one that has two of the same topic. But anyway, in Klal Vav, so he says, where do you ever see the Svara, which the Gemara assumes, and Rashi explains, that if something is Nireh v'nidche, that is worse than Dichui Me'ikaro? Because after all, you might have said the opposite. If something is never in the Parcha, that's more of a stain and a taint on the item than if it's in the Parsha. But we see otherwise. We see in various Gemaras, including this one, that Nireh v'nidche, that's a machlokes about Dichui Me'ikaro. And the bigger chiddush is if you would say Dichui even by Dichui Me'ikaro. That's the Shiloh. That's our Gemara. That's the chiddush of our Gemara. Shmamina, you even say Dichui by Dichui Me'ikaro. Mashma, that Nireh v'nidche, if it was in the Parsha and then became pushed, and then became problematic, it would be Dichui, that's an even bigger chiddush. Where else do you see such a svara? So, first of all, he explains, as we said yesterday, Kishayesh al HaKodesh, this is an all in O's base. Kishayesh al HaKodesh, Yoser Chashivus Umayla, Azai Adaraba, Hare HaPisul Hu Yoter Hefechilo. If something is more holy, so then its psul will affect it in a deeper way. Mipas malaso v'yalkein adaraba hapisul chazaku pol bo yoser v'yalkein kol shekvar nire be'ezes man v'kvar kibel milo v'chashivus mipas haruyos lahakrava. Since it was ra'uy, it was stronger, it was better at one time period. V'yachar kach nifsal az hapisul pol bo yoser u'matcheu gamal acharei zman sheyistalik hapisul mashenkein unlike dichui meikara shohaya roya dayin b'shum zman. It was never roi. V'lo haya lo mailo meolam. It never had a maila. Al kein ein hapisol hafechilo kolkach. V'ein mispael men hapisol kolkach l'sheyudche gamal acharei zman is talkas apsol. So that is the formulation that he has. So where do you see this? So he quotes a number of sources. First is the Gemara in Becharos, Daf Mem Zayin, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago. This was a Shabbos, actually, so we didn't get to discuss it. But Becharos Mem Zayin, the Gemara said, if you remember, a Kohenes, Shenivala Lepasola, becomes like a Zara, becomes like a Yisraelis. While a Leviya, Shenivala Lepasola, no, still could eat Meiser Rishon. So Shaila is a Kohenes, has more Kedusha, she falls more. So that was the Halacha. We discussed the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Beshach related to that the higher something is, the greater something falls. That's why the Meshech Chachma says Kedusha Rishona was even more fragile and on a higher level, and that's why it was low Kishalas Elava. Once it was ruined, it got totally lost. Mashenkin Kedusha Shnia, which was the opposite mentality of all the other Achronim. We had a shiur about that. But he, the Lekach Tov, is using this for his point. The more holy something is, the higher something is, like a Kohenes, the greater it falls, and the more gets lost. So that's like Nireh v'nidche. What says in the parsha is more holy, it could be more problematic. Where else do you see this? He quotes a few agadotes, fascinatingly. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Memtes. The Gemara says, Gedola Sina Shesonim es am ha'ameh ha'aretz es tamidei chachamim. It talks about people who hate tamidei chachamim, and it says the worst is shana upireish yoser mikulam. Somebody who is learned and then left is more anti-Torah and the rabbis than someone who was never in the parsha to begin with. Why is that? So he explains, metaphysically, not just physically, but metaphysically, that if they had a certain level of Kedusha within them, they were in the fold, and now they're being anti, that's like Nira Vinitcha. Nira Vinitcha is more of a dichui than dichui meikaru. Shahagira on, poel yoser, Lefi godel hamala v'yalkein zeshek far shana v'kibel malas haTorah hine b'prishuso mimena v'davak bo az efo haprisus ahi me'amistagedes al haTorah p'ini haprisus po elas bo v'yoser v'yatsuma bo v'yoser. We find sometimes it's the ones who left the fold, it's the Mosrim, if it's the Apikarsim that used to be within the Torah way, and they left, and now they're anti, they could cause even more problems for Am Yisrael. Throughout history, we've seen this, than people who were never there in the first place. And there are many other examples as well. Let's just quote one more. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, on Daf Samach Vav, where the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, the Jews are unbelievable. Ashreichem Yisrael, bizman she'osin risono shel makom, ein kal uma v'lashon yuchol l'shlopahem, where Am Yisrael follows Ratzon Hashem, we're on the top of the world. Ubizman she'ein osin risono shel makom, then there's nobody lower than us. Why is that? It's just a punishment? So Rabbi Ashvegel says, no, it's like this Ma Yisod. If you have the Maila, if you have a certain element of goodness, if you're what's called Nirev Enitcha in his view, like Am Yisrael, and then you lose it, that's even worse than if you never had it in the first place. And that's why Memela of Jews fall to the end. Ma Ashro Betuvo, Umazeh Shamar Ashrecha Yisrael. And why is that a praise? That whole thing, it sounds like, it's all a praise. It's Ashrechem Yisrael. Bizman, they do Ritzon Hashem Malkam, they're on the top. Bizman, they don't, they're on the bottom. How is the second phrase part of Ashrechem Yisrael? It sounds like Ashrechem Yisrael is on both halves, not just the first half. So he says, beautiful. The fact that they fall to the lowest level means that they had the potential to be on the highest level. And they had the Maila. And it goes together. But it has to go together because that's the way Mitzias is. That's what's called Nireh Vinitche. That's what Masha'ein Onesh Kazev L'Shum Uma Ba'Avra Ritzoni Yisbarach Vazeh Ba'Avor She'ein Ma'ila Atzuma Kasher L'Uma HaYisraelis V'Yalkein Gamkein Ein HaGiron V'Aprisus Po'o Bahem Kolkach Kemo Ba'Uma HaYisraelis. And that's why Ashreichem Yisrael is going on both. It's going on both. Again, there's a lot more here, but we just mentioned the couple relating to this Svara of Nir V'Nitcha versus Dichui Me'ikaro. Feel free to look here in Lekatov, where he has about 20 pages related to the topic. Okay, let's continue. So we read the Gemara Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah said, this Mishnah could have been the first Mishnah in Torah, but it's put here on Daf Chavav, as we enter our last week of Maseches Temura. Next Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem, is a siyum on Maseches Temura. Be'ez Hashem. The Mishnah says on Daf Chavav Mabez, it depends what language you use, whether it's Temura or not. Whether if you say the word zu, tachas, temuras, chalifas, all those are lashonos of substituting in the world of temura, and therefore that is an issa daraisa and the mitzvah saseh to be v'haya us so yekodesh. But if you use the lashon of mechuleles, it does nothing. Mechuleles is not a lashon of temura. As we said, that's the opposite of temura. Temura is consecrating something. Mechuleles is deconsecrating something. So therefore, the lashon of mechuleles is not a lashon of temura. Unless the Mishnah said, if your animal is a balmum. If your animal is a balmum, your hektish is a balmum, so that it's not temura, but it does do something, because that's the regular case of chilul. When the halach is, you're allowed to be mechalul a balmum animal, and therefore, if you say, zu mechuleles azu, we assume that mistama you're doing the right thing. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. You're taking the kedusha off this kadosh animal, and you're putting it onto another animal, like you're allowed to be poda. Pidyon and chilul are two sides of the same coin. You're being poded onto a different animal, you're being mechalel from this animal, and therefore it's not a problem. That's what the Mishnah ends off by saying, if it's a balmum, then fine, this animal goes out to chulin, and you just have to make up the difference if the chulin animal is worth less than the hekdesh animal. And remember, the word chilul always means empty. It always means emptied out. And that's why to be mechalal something is to remove the kedusha from a certain item and bring it to the other item. A chalal is a corpse. It's devoid of life. Chalal is outer space because it's removed, right? It's empty of anything. A chalal by a kohen is someone who is emptied from kedushas kahuna, the product of a kohen and a grusha, is a chalal. A chilul Hashem is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is removed. Chilul Hashem. So all of the word chalal always means the same thing. It's a vacuum of something.
So why don't you just say it depends on the condition of the animal you're starting with?
Does it depend on the condition of the animal? In the case of mechulelis, it does. In the case of that lashon. And the other lashonos, it doesn't. If you say zu tmuras zu.
If you say zu mechulelis zu and it's tamim, then what happens?
Zu mechulelis zu and it's tamim, so that's the resha of the Mishnah, that nothing. Right? That's not a lashon of chilul, because you're not allowed to be mechalel a tamim animal. And it's not a lashon of tamura, because it's not a lashon of tamura. It's the opposite of what tamura accomplishes.
So you need both.
So you need both, right. Good. Says the Gemara. L'meimra. So is this to tell me, what the Mishnah say, contrasted the language of tachas, chalifas, and tmuras to michuleles. So l'meimra, the tachas, lisha datfusehu. Is this to tell me that the word tachas is a lashon of hatfasa, is a lashon of adding kedusha? Because tachas is in the first group. Right? Is this that what the Mishnah is teaching me? V'raminhu, but I learned it a braisa otherwise. Kachi bedek abayis. Amar, if somebody has kashi b'dek abayis in front of them and says, Amar chalifa zu tmura zu lo amar klum, that's nothing. Why? Because you cannot create tmura from kashi b'dek abayis. We mentioned that in the last night's shir. Tachazu michuleles alzu. But if you use any of those lashonos, tachas or michuleles, varav kayamin. So you see, tachas is contrasted with chalifas and tmuras. And in our Mishnah, tachas is put with them. The isakadaitach lisha datfusehi. And if you say tachas is a lashon of hatfasa, of adding kedusha, maishta resha, maishta seifa. So what's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa? How could the Mishnah say the word tachas is a lashon of tmura, of hatfasa, while in the Braisa it is not? It is put in with the lashon of mechuleles. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, well, it depends. What Josh just said, tachas mishkachas la lisha datfusei, felisha dachulei. Tachas can mean both. We find in Tanakh that tachas can mean both adding kedusha or leaving kedusha, and therefore, by the word tachas, it depends on the context. So, lishta datfusei, where do you see tachas with the lashon of hatfasa of adding kedusha? Dichsiv v'im tachteha tamora beheres. So that's not about kedusha; that's about sara'as. But the word tachteha there means when the kohen comes and again analyzes the sara'as spot, and he sees that it has stayed put. V'im tachteha, if in its spot the baharis stayed, Rashi says amda bimkoma. So that you see the lashon of tachteha not removing but remaining. So if you say a lashon of tachas on a hektish animal, so you assume that means this hektish is staying, and it might even be spreading to a different animal, but it's staying in its spot. So that's a lashon of hatfasa, of not leaving. And diachulei, and the opposite, dichsev, tachas anachoshes, avizahav. Hashem says to Am Yisrael that instead of the copper that was taken from you from the umos ha'olam, I'll give zahav. So there, tachas means substituting, removing. Instead of nechoshes, I'll give zahav. So you see, tachas can mean both. So hilkach, v'hilkach, says the Gemara. So it depends. Gabi kachim is beach, by kachim is beach, da avdin temura, lishadat fusehu. If you're talking about, you have a kachim is beach in front of you, you have kedushas aguf, which can create temura. So if you say tachas, that's what I assume you're doing. Because that's what can be accomplished, right? Similar to what Remeir Shita has been in the past, that has come up sometimes, ein adam motzi dvar v'levatala. So if you say the word tachas, so you assume you're doing something, and therefore, by kachim mizbeach, we assume that you're violating tamura. And that is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the resha of the Mishnah, is talking about a case of kedushas haguf, and therefore, tachas would be a lashon of hatfasa. But kabe kachay bedek abayis. But in the brisa, when we're talking about kachay bedek abayis, do lo avdin tamura. That if you say he has the kavan of tamura, then you're not accomplishing anything. You're not doing anything with your lashon. So lusha dachulehu. That's why we interpret it. We're omid his das that it is lashon of mechuleles, and therefore it would accomplish to be mechalel this animal out of hektish. And that's what the brisa is talking about.
Kachay mizbeach, though, it's also only if it's tamim, though, right?
is only if it's tamim, because if it's not tamim, it's kashya by the kabayas.
So if you use
it switches.
But if you have an opportunity to interpret tachas the other way, and it was not a tamim, but it was kushas mizbeach.
You always do it what it can accomplish. If you have kachim is beach, which means a tamim, right? Kachim beach means a tamim. Once something is balmum, then it switches to kachim is abayis. That's what happened in the Mishnah. So therefore, the Mishnah is talking about a case of kachim is beach. That's tachas would be tmura, and kachim betek abayis would be like this case. The safe of the Mishnah is the same thing as the brisa, and therefore you'd interpret it as a lashon of chilo. Period. If you can Rashi here has a line that the Vilna Gaon is not happy with. The Rashi says on top Rashi, Vim Tachtea, you see Tachtea as a lashon of Hatfasa. Vim Tachtea Tamor Amda Bimkoma, Vahainu Dumya Da'atfuse, Sheha Hektish Omi Bimkomo, similar to lashon of Hatfasa. Hilkach, Hoel Vitravaihu Mashma, since there it's Mashma both, Lo Masru Hakasuv Elo Lechachamim. Rashi says, this pasuk, this concept, this daraisa concept was given over to the rabbis to figure out. To Yadi Lameimar, they could say what means what. Hecha havi tachas atfuse vehecha havi chilo. So that is Rashi. The Vilna Gaon says the Rashi could have said the same thing without saying those middle five words of lo masra akasav ala chachamim. The Gra says it means umdana. Not that the rabbis are interpreting anything, but we say, we are omid is das. The Gra says in Oz Gimel, lo yacholti laholma. I cannot fit in Rashi. I don't know what Rashi's talking about in Oz Gimel in the Gra. V'tzarech lomar, this is what it should say. To mistama daito shal adam al lashon hamoil. We just assume that people say things that are effective. We don't assume people say things for nothing, that don't accomplish anything. So if we have the opportunity to interpret somebody's words in an effective way, so then we say that is what he means. So the Gra is bothered. Why does it say Lamasra Kazal Chachamim? Why is he bothered so much? Because that's a principle that applies in certain cases where there's a din d'oraisa, there's a concept d'oraisa, we don't know when to apply it, so the Chachamim figure out exactly when it applies. It applies here and it doesn't apply there. It's a very limited concept when it applies. So the Gra Mistam is saying you shouldn't apply it here. This isn't a daraisa concept. No, this is a word that people use. And what do people mean by it? So we figure out exactly what when people would be saying something effective and when not. That's not the principle, the halakhic principle of Masra Kazal Chachamim. So therefore the Vilna Gaon does not like that application of the principle here. Where does that principle appear? It appears at least in one place in Shas. One place. And that is the Gemara in Meseches Moikatan. What the Gemara says on Daf Yud Ches, I'm sorry, Chagiga. Chagiga Yud Ches Aman Aleph. The word Chagiga Yud Ches Aman Aleph, where the Gemara applies it to the principle of Chalamoid, the Isser Malach on Chalamoid. When you look at the sugyas about the Isser Malach on Chalamoid, find it difficult to put one's finger on it, because there is an Isser Malacha, but there are many heterim. There are five heterim. Davar Ha'avid, and Ein Lo Mayochal, and Malachesa Maiseh Hedyo. They're all different, five heterim. The first page of the Mishnah Brura in Chelek Vav discusses these five heterim and then goes into the details, but he lists all five on the first page of Chelek Vav. So the question is, why are there all these heterim? Where does it come from? So the easy way to say it is that Malachas Chalamoid is only Asa D'Rabbanan. The Isser Malach HaChalamoid is D'Rabbanan, which is what many Rishonim say. That the Isser Malach HaChalamoid is all D'Rabbanan. That is what Rabbeinu Tam holds in Tosfos here. But other Rishonim say, no, it's the Oraisa with built-in limits. And that's what the Gemara means. There. Lo Masra HaKasav Elo L'Chachamim. Lo Malacha Eze Yom Asr Ve'eze Yom Mutter. Eze Malacha Asura Ve'eze Malacha Muteres. So it's quoted by the Isser Malacha on Chalamoid. So even if you say it's Daraisa, you have this not often, but at various times, you have Rishonim already quoting this, extending this from the Isser Malacha Chalamoid to other halachas, and they said that the Daraisa only applies here, right, or there. So the Minchas Chinuch uses this in various places to explain certain mitzvos. L'masar nakaz v'alach hachamim. Right, we have this by, I think he quotes it, I forgot to bring it. I think he quotes it back in the Isser D'Oraisa of creating Ketores and creating Shemana Mishcha. Last week's Parsha. Parsha Kisisa. where he says, don't we hold to the principle of Efshel Letzamseim, like we had back in Maseches Bechoros, that people can't be so exact, so how could you ever violate the Isser is only making it in the exact measurements as was made in the Mishkan? So the answer is, Lo Masar Kasav Al Chachamim, and Lo Nitna Torah L'Malach HaYasharis. You have to be as exact as you could be, and that is going to be enough. And Chazal say that is enough to violate the Isser Doraisa. But the source of it is by Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. So this is an interesting explanation of Rav Sternbach. Once we stand Shloshim Yom within Chol HaMoed, so to mention this, he writes in Moed Muzmanim, Kuf Nun Dalid, Chelek Zayin, Os Kufnun Dalid, where he talks about the Isser Malacha of Shabbos and of Yontif and of Chol HaMoed have different purposes. And that's why there's different halachas between Shabbos and Yontif and Chol HaMoed. V'nir lahatim, yisod, begeder ha-Isser, the Malacha Shabbos v'Yontif. She'ena kavana, the Isser Malacha Shabbos v'Yontif is not about Shezel Yom Menucha me'amel v'hayigiyya de'chol ha-Shavua. It's a day of physical rest. V'havichas v'shalom kamo yom rishon la-Notzrim. It's a day off from work. Right, it's like Sunday. That's not what Shabbos is about. Chas v'shalom. V'zeo dimyon ha-kofrim v'ha-maskilim. She'etir la'atzman b'shabbos l'chitzas ha-kaftar l'hadik ha-lekshri. It's like the kofrim and the apikarsim that say, oh, you're allowed to press buttons on Shabbos. What? You're working. That's not physical labor. You're allowed to press the button. Isn't that what it's all about? Because there's no yigiyah. No, the answer is no. This is a malacha on Shabbos and Yontif is to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shvisa. Shakadosh Baruch Hu kaval la'amo oz bris la'metes malachas u'misha shomea milavar al malachas elu b'shabes v'nach siman shema'amin b'malko shel olam ve'ein tam isra asiyas malachas v'bnei shebe'elu nikra shenach afilu masa kaved motulis v'abayis. Even a big schlepping you're allowed to bring. That's not what it's about. That is Shabbos and Yontif. And then he says, though, what about Chol HaMoed? Malachas Chol HaMoed is very different. And that's why you have these built-in Aterim. Shabbos v'yantiv, heivenu, shebeshbir b'malacha zeo os, u'epnei ha'os, ne'eser lanu, la'asos malacha zeo k'ma shekasavti. You have an os, and that leads to Isser Malacha. By Chol HaMoed, it's the opposite. The Isser Malacha is supposed to lead you to a certain feeling. Isser Malacha is more similar to what we would call resting. Don't go to work. Don't go to work so you can stay home and spend time with your family remember that this is a special day. Uludarkenu, and that's why Hotzan Avara are not Malachas Tircha, they're not Asur and Chol HaMoed, v'chudu, and he continues. And that's why he even says at the end, big discussion in the post-skim, again, every aspect of Chol HaMoed is, what about taking pictures on Chol HaMoed? Big discussion, you'll have to take pictures on Chol HaMoed. See, he says yes! So if there's no other opportunity to take pictures on Chol HaMoed, and the whole family's together, and you're going on a tiyol, v'chulu, so then that's not a violation! That's part of realizing that this is a special day. So therefore, he says, I don't think it would be a problem. Okay, Adam Chashuv, shiny, but either way, that is Rav Sternbach. But again, this principle applies in various places. Just to call you one other principle where Lomasar Kadav Alach Chachamim comes up, and then we'll continue, and that is the Ritva. The Ritva in Shabbos Kuf Yudalid quotes an idea that the source is from the Ramban, and that is the Isurei Drabanan of Shabbos, which are called Shvusim. He, the Ritva, says these aren't just Shvusim. They are connected on a Daraisa level as well to the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbason, which the Ramban makes a big deal about in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban says, what is the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbason doing? Because one could go through Shabbos not violating any Lo Saseh, and it won't be Shabbos. He could keep his store open, he could schlep things from this side to that side, and it won't be Shabbos. So the Ramban says, there's an Aseh of Shabbason, which is the Aseh that is incumbent upon each of us, but especially on the Rabbanan, to institute laws to create an environment of Shabbos. That's what Shabbason is on an Aseh, but the details are the pratim of shvusim on Shabbos. That's what the Ritva says right here. Tiavagav the dvarim sheimishim shvus pratehen midurabanan mikomakom ye shvus klali minatora shem lokein ein lanu menucha b'Shabbos minatora to kol mekachum emkarmuter elavadai shvus klali daraisa umasro hakasav lechachamim upratehen midurabanan. There it is. So he uses the principle for the assay of Shabboson. Again, that's just two examples. The Gemara uses it, the Ritva uses it there in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Aleph, and elsewhere. It's all about a Shabbos environment. Just interesting, one psak that was a, heard last year, one of the poskim from NCSY. Remember, he spoke in yeshiva. So he came and he spoke that it was a shaila that a boy who was just becoming frum, and he was going back to his family, and his family every Shabbos afternoon went to a football game, a college football game. And he asked this Rav Shaila, you know, is there any issue with going if I don't pay? And it's just Shabbos, we walk to the stadium and to just go sit there and everybody else, because it's important for my family, but I'm not really interested, but the grandparents take us, v'chulu v'chulu. Can I just sit there? So the posek was machmir because of this halacha of Shabboson. Is it Shabboson sitting in a football stadium? That's not a Shabbos environment. And therefore, even if are you violating any malacha? No. But is it a violation of Shabboson? Yes. This is an all-encompassing. A lot of what we call Shabbos dik or Yontif dik is not just an extra halachic concept, but it's even part of halacha. Part of halacha included in Shabboson. Again, it's not always clear exactly what's included, but this is definitely a concept that exists in our world. Okay, Amar Rava. Fifth line. Says the Gemara, we just said, what is the word tachas? It depends if it's kashim mizbeach or kashim b'gabayas. Rava says, afilu b'kashim mizbeach, mishkachas alisha d'achule. 1 minute, says Rava. Sometimes you find, even in kashim mizbeach, you can have the lashon of tachas, meaning achule. Kagon, or this is what you asked before. It's kashim mizbeach, but it turns into balmum. So it's kashim mizbeach that you're out of redeem. So it might be just a language issue. Kagon shahaya hektish balmum. So if it was hoktash balmum, so that's a case maybe you could say that started off as kashim mizbeach, but now tachas would be a lashon of achule because that's what's possible by this item. Amar Avashi, afil b'balmum nami mishkachas alusha d'achule, u'mishkachas alusha d'atfuse. Even by a balmum itself, you find languages of both. Why? It depends where is your hands. Let's say you have two animals in front of you. You have the carbon balmum animal and you have another animal. So which animal is your hand on? So yado akodesh, if your hand is on the kodesh animal, saying zu tachazu, so we assume that you're trying to always switch the animal that your hand is on. So if you say zu tachazu, so we assume that what you're doing is you're switching the animal that's under your hand, the hektesh balmum one, into chol, and you remechal it onto the other one. Right, so that's chol havi. So yodu ha-kodesh chol havi. Yodu ha-chol kodesh havi. But if your hand is on the chol animal and you say zu tachazu, so why you're standing on the, why is your hand on the chol animal? What are you switching with the chol animal? So you wouldn't say tachazu, and therefore we say, you wouldn't be being mechalel that one, and therefore it has to be that you're accomplishing something and it is kodesh. And it is kodesh. So that whatever animal your hand is on, that's what we assume you're trying to change. Good. Says just a ha'ara by the Gemara. So Rava says, sometimes even here, yeah, it means this, and even by Balmum, it can mean both, depending on what you are, which animal your hand is on. Good. Boya baya. Now we have a couple of questions all the way down to the bottom of the two dots, all different shilas of language. Boya baya. Hayu lefanav shtei behemah shel kodesh. Ba'alazmum u'shtei behemah shel chulin tamimos. You have two balmum karbonos in front of you, and you have two animals of chulin in front of you, which are tamim. V'yamah har elu tachas elu mahu. So what do you mean there? Two balmums and two chulins that are tamim. So what do you mean? Elu tachas elu. So mi amar la'atfuse vilaki. So do we say that you are trying to be matfis and you would get malchus there? Or odilma kalhecha diika hatera lo shavik inish hatera b'avri surah. Or do we assume that whenever we could be dalakav schus kind of and assume that you're not trying to do an avera, but you're trying to do something that is allowed, so we wouldn't interpret it as an Aveira, and therefore, what you're doing would be just to be Mechalel these animals onto the Chulin ones, but not to be Matfis, right? Rashi says, first of all, Rashi says, in these cases, in all these cases, you don't have your hand on any of them. So you can't interpret, you can't use the previous factor. And it says, La'atfusei miskavin, or la'chuli miskavin. For hu adinami dematzin li'bai b'chada. The Gemara could have asked it about one also, but it didn't because we're going to have all the cases of two coming up. So in this case, do we say that you're doing an Aveira or not? So, unanswered.
So this is only according to Rava, Rava's the one that introduces
Kachim. Right, Kachim is Bech. Lechora, it's within Rava, who says you can have a Lashon of Hatfasa even by Kachim is Bech. Yeah, Lechora, by the Baal Mum case. V'im Tim Salomar.
If it was two behemoths of Tamim, and then it would for sure be Tamura.
We're going to ask that. We're going to get to all the ramifications. V'im Tim Salomar. Kol Hecha Di'ika Ater Lashav Aginish Avad Isura. And if you say, we always try to interpret it for the good of him, that he's not doing an Aveira, if it's possible. What about this case? If you have two behemoths of Kodesh, va'achas mehen ba'alas mum. One is Tamim, one is ba'alas mum. V'shtei behemoth shel chulin. And two behemoths of chulin, achas mehen ba'alas mum. Right? So you have two chulin, two kachim, and one Tamim in each one. Va'amar hare elu tachas elu. And you say these tachas, one tachas one. So Ma, what do you say in this case? In this case, he's definitely doing one Aveira, because he's trying to switch them, and one of them is a Tam, Kodesh. So, mi amar tmima tachas tmima la tfuse, pa'alas mum tachas ba'alas mum la achule, meaning we limit the Yisr, because, fine, one is Asr, but the other one is not Asr. Because Rashi adds here, we discussed this Rashi a few weeks ago, because you cannot be matfis a balmum onto a balmum. That's what Rashi says, because the vaday atfusei lekalamemar dera bera loksiv the levit tmura. You can't do that. Tosva says maybe you wouldn't do that, but not that you can't do that. But that's Rashi. So do you say that it's limited only one aveira? Odil matzmima dechulin tachas baalas mum dehektish baalas mum dechulin tachas mima dehektish v'shavayu laki. Or do we say no? You're trying to be machfis both, and you get two aveiras here. Or that meaning, once you're doing one Aveira, maybe we don't say the principle of, oh, lo shavik inish asir of avad atera. The Yom Tov Salom, my third question. Kol hecha di'ika atera lo avad isura. What if I limit it? Whenever there's a heter lo avad isura, and therefore he only violated on one. So, ula achulehu velo lucky. It has again Malchus for the second one. What if you have three animals? Ha'ilafan of Sholosh behemos shel kodesh va'achzmein balas mum. You have two behemos of kodesh that are tamim, so you're definitely doing two averus. So rove is averus. So now, do you still say the limiting principle? V'shalosh behemos shel chulin tamimos va'amar hareilu tachas elu mi amrinan mi de tamimos tachas tamimos la tfusei tamimos nami tachas balas mum la tfusei, and you're doing an aver in all of them. Odil ma'achanami kol hecha di'ika hetei lovet inish isura v'yehi basraisa lachule. And at least that last one wouldn't be a violation. Let's continue, and then we'll make a comment. V'yim tim salomar ha'chanami kivin dakati lo is gavra lo is chazik b'yisura lo shavik hater v'arvid yisura. If you want to say, well, this guy's only doing two animals v'aveira, so he doesn't have a chazaka yet. He's not b'cheskas muchzak, a gavra that does aveiras. Okay, add one, boy Ravashi. Ha'ilafanav arba behemus. What if you have four animals? Shel Kodesh, V'yachazman Balas Mum, V'arba Behemah Shel Chulin, V'amar Harilu Tachazelu. So you're definitely doing three Averis. So that's not only a Rove, but now you're a Muchsa Gavra that does Averis. So Mao, Hocha Vadai, Kiva Dischazi Gavra, B'Isurei, Loki Barba Malkius. Would we say that you get four? O Dilma, or no, Avagav Dischazi B'Isura, Loshavaginish, Eterav Avid Isura. Or do we say no? Even you have a Chazaka here, but still, you wouldn't say that you have to say that the last one is an Avera. Vavi Basrai, Salachule Ave. So all of these are unanswered. Teku. So we have a Teku, we have no answers. A couple of important points. Number one, what's the whole shaila that we don't know whether the person has kavana for tmura or for chilul? Tmura requires hasra. If you're going to give the guy malchus, don't you require hasra? So what's the whole havamina? What's the havamina of, oh, we don't know, you know, what his kavana is? He requires hasra. That's the question of some of the achronim. What's the safek? So a couple of answers. Maybe he got Hasra for Temura for one animal, but not all the animals. So you know for sure, he says, if you be Mamer, so we know he's, but he's doing Temura in the same, Helam. So, excuse me, if Hasra on one animal would be enough for the other animals. That's one suggestion you can make. Others say maybe this is going according to the opinion of the Rishonim that there's even Temura Bishogig, where you wouldn't need, otherwise, maybe we're talking about a chaver who doesn't need Hasra. You gotta work it out. Exactly why Hasra wouldn't be a tipping you off point to know whether this was Temura or this was Chilo. There's also a discussion in the Achronim here about, here you're doing Temura on three different animals, but Lechora, you did it in one Helam. Usually if I do the same Aveira three times in one Helam, it's only one Aveira. If I eat three Kazesim of Treif in one Helam, so then I only get one Aveira. It's only if there is Yediyah in the middle, do I say that I did separate Aveiras. Or not only Yediyah, there are other factors that can be Mechalek. For example, different bodies. Let's say if a man is with, Rachmana Litzlan, three women who are Nida, so then he's going to get three Aveiras, three Chatos. So here too, the suggestion is made, three animals. Are animals Mechalek? Are animals Mechalek? So some Achronim say yes, the Arsa Meach wants to give a different explanation, but that would be the suggestion here that Behemos Mechalkos, we're going to have in Mesechus Krisus, Bez Hashem, the Mishnayos talk about Yedias Mechalkos, Shabbosos Mechalkos, different Shabbosos, but if you don't find that in between, and here, put it on the list, this could be Behemos Mechalkos as well. One final point before we continue, and that is, if you look at Rashi here, Rashi has another Girsa of the Gemara, but look what he quotes. In Dibur Maskel Gavra Lo Eschazik, Rashi quotes Lashon Yerushalmi. Rashi again quotes Lashon Yerushalmi about the 10th to last skinny line, and then he has the Girsa Baya Baya Dat Dat. What's the problem with that? Abaya lived after the Talmud Yerushalmi was completed. So what does he mean Lashon Yerushalmi? So this Rashi tips us off that possibly, it's not sure, there are some sources that Rishonim seem to quote, the Ravid seems to quote it in some places, that there was a Talmud Yerushalmi on Kachim, like we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. We don't have it at all. But it could be, like from here from Rashi, maybe in all these Yerushalmis, I don't remember if any of them said Talmud Yerushalmi, but in all the Lashon Yerushalmis, it could just mean the source is from Yerushalayim. But not that it is Talmud Yerushalmi. Right, and that's just to give you one other source where this is said, the Hagos Maimonios. I saw in the one of the daf sheets, they quoted some of these sources. Hagos Maimonios in the first parak of Kriyashma. He's talking about a detail about the Birchas Kriyashma. He says, I found this, Umenageinu Nimsa B'Sefer Haba Miyeshivas Yerushalayim. That's what Hagos Maimonios quotes in Os Beis in Hilchos Kriyashma Perak Aleph. So it could be some sources of something that originates in Yerushalayim, but Lav Dafka, that is Talmud Yerushalmi. Because here, again, Abaya lived way later, so therefore it can't be the Talmud Yerushalmi. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara, Vayter. If the animal, back to the Mishnah, was a balmum, and you said the word tachas, so we said the word michuleles, so it goes out to chulin, because that's, we assume, you're doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And what did the Mishnah say? You have to make up the difference. If the chulin animal is worth less, you have to make up the difference. So, machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yotza lechulin dvar Torah. Mida oraisa is yotze lechulin. Vitzorach lasos damim. Midivrehem. But you only have to make up the difference midrabanan. Why? As we'll see in a minute, ain ona'a lehektish. There's no ona'a when it comes to hektish. There's no ripping hektish off with all the rules of a sixth and more than a sixth, less than a sixth. There's no ona'a. And therefore, really, midaraisa, you don't have to make up the difference. Midrabanan, make up the difference. For Reish Lakish, Amar, no. After a class of the midvar Torah. Even daraisa, Reish Lakish says you have to make up the difference. So the question is why? B'maya skina. E nema a ona'a. If our issue is a case where it was exactly a sixth, what's called the shear of ona'a, if it was exactly a sixth, which by a hedyot, the deal stands, but you just don't have to give back the ona'a. So b'ha neima Reish Lakish, Apsor Lasos, Damim, Dvar Torah. What, you'd have to give it back? No, at least Reish Lakish has to say that there's no ona'a here. V'hatznani, l'dram she'elam ona'a, ha'avadam asheres v'akakos v'akdeshos. The Mishnah Bavit Siyah says there's no ona'a by Hektish. Reish Lakish agrees to that. So what does that mean? So even if you want to say that Reish Lakish says that if it's more than a sixth, that it does apply to Hektish, but at least if it is exactly a sixth, It should apply. It doesn't apply to hektish. There has to be a difference between hektish and hedyot.
Yeah, exactly. Sixth, the hedyot gives the amount back, but hektish wouldn't get the amount back.
Correct. By exactly a sixth, the hedyot would give it back, but the deal would stand. And that's what it would mean, ein bohem ona'a, that you don't give back the sixth. But here, Reish Lakish is saying you have to give it back. Zohar Raisa. Hektish is going to
lose that in the case when hedyot was. So
hektish and achinami. It's gzeiras hakasev. So ela abitul mekach. But it must mean what we're talking about here is the amount of bitul mekach, which means more than a sixth. By more than a sixth, that is where Rabbi Yochanan says, right, this is exactly what you just said. Right, what according to Rabbi Yochanan? Midah Raisa, you don't have to give anything back. Eino na lehekdeshos. And by it was a hedyot, the whole deal falls away in a chinami. So you'd have some more chumras by hedyot than by hektish. That's the limit of eino na. So we're talking about bitul mekach. So baha neimar Rabbi Yochanan tzarech la'asos damei midivreihem. Rabbi Yochanan would say by bitul mekach, by if you ripped hektish off by a lot, you don't have to give it back to Araisa. V'yamar Rabbi Yirmiyah. But didn't Rabbi Yirmiyah say akarkaos dechulin? Rabbi Yirmiyah said regarding karka. Because karka is also excluded from onah. Rabbi Yonah amar ahekdeshos. Rabbi Yirmiyah said it about karka of chulin. Rabbi Yonah said it about hektish. Both of these are excluded from onah, but they both said shavayim shayd Rabbi Yochanan amri. They both said the name Rabbi Yochanan, who we're talking about onah ein lahem bitul mekach yesh lahem. They both said within Rabbi Yochanan shita that once it's more than a sixth, so that's not what's meant to exclude them from onah. Karka of Chulin, Hekdish, there is Bitul Mekach by them. So that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan saying in our, giving Pshat in our Mishnah. So we're back to the question. Again, what's the question? How could Rabbi Yochanan say that in our Mishnah you have to make up the difference only Durabanan, and the case is a case of Bitul Mekach, but we have another Rabbi Yochanan that says, no, by Bitul Mekach, the whole thing null and void. You have to give it back to Araisa. So answers the Gemara, La'olam Abitul Mekach ve'efach. It is bitul mekach, and switch Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Sorry, right, switch them. And therefore, right, Rashi says, I'm sorry, this is switching, we're going to switch the other one later. Switch the previous one, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says you have to give it back to Dvar Torah. And why? Because he says that there is bitul mekach when it comes to hektish, on a Doraisa level. So fine, you switch Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, it all fits in. Says the Gemara, Umi matzis amrit efuch, can you switch? So ha nicha. So what if you switch to earlier? So we say Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is bitul mekach de oraisa, and that's why you have to give it back to oraisa. So ha nicha leman de amar ahek deishos v'kashik and akarkos. That works according to Rabbi Yonah, who says that bitul mekach applies to hektish and surely karka. Why? Because if you say hektish has onasa, surely karka, which is less excluded. Elamanda amar akarkaos. But if you say, like Rabbi Yirmiyah says in Rabbi Yochanan, that only karka has bitul mekach, meaning if you rip somebody off by more than a sixth by karka, even though karka is excluded from ona'a, you do have to give it back by karka. Aval hekdeshos ela and bitul mekach, but that would say only karka and not hekdish, so then hechi yefech laha, so it doesn't help. Doesn't help, because still he would say that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there would not be bitul mekach by hektish, and you would still have the stira, according to Reb Yirmiyah. So the Gemara says, I'm Reb Yirmiyah, lo tevach. So Reb Yirmiyah would say not to switch it. Reb Yonah would say to switch. Reb Yirmiyah says not to switch it. Period. No problem. By the way, it's always important when karka, onaf, karka comes up, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. What does that mean that karka is mufka from ona'a? Does that mean there's no ona at all? There's a very important Ramban in Parshas Bahar where the Ramban says, of course there's an Isser ona'a, even by karka. It's just that a lot of the details of ona'a don't apply to karka. But the Isser ona'a, says the Ramban, for sure apply. That's what the Ramban says in part about Ani Choshev Otsvara Shavade Hamaanes Chaver Ladas Over Belav Bein Bemetatzlin Bein Bekarkos Shabahen Diber Hakasov. The pasuk is talking about karka. So how can you say that it doesn't apply to karka at all? And he says the details don't apply. So that's the Ramban. So is there no? The Ramban said there is an iser, but there's no payment. Is there a maisa? So there are different discussions exactly what is excluded. But either way, that is the Ramban. Lema bidishmuka mifliki. Maybe, what's this machlokas about? This machlokas between whether you're going to give it back to Araisa or not is really machlokas about Shmuel. Damer Shmuel, hektish av amana shkila shav pruta mechulol. As we have had in the past, Shmuel says, if you are mechalol hektish a very expensive item of hekdesh onto a pruta, it's mechulah, it works. So you see, Shmuel says, theoretically, ripping hekdesh off works. So de Reb Yonah, less later Shmuel, Reb Yonah would say, he does not hold of Shmuel, and that's why there is bitul mekach by hekdesh, Reb Yirmiah is later Shmuel, and Reb Yirmiah holds of Shmuel, and therefore there is, even if it is more than a sixth, nothing happens by hekdesh, the deal stands. Why? Because hekdesh of a man, shakalash reprut is b'chulol. So maybe, is that what Reb Yirmiah and the Reb Yonah are arguing about within Reb Yochanan? So Gemara says, lo, bein demar, isle de Shmuel. Really, everybody holds of Shmuel. If everybody holds of Shmuel, so why does Rebbe Yonah say hekdesh has bitul mekach? So the Rebbe Yonah, savar, ki amar Shmuel dieved, aval lachachilo lo amar. Shmuel only said the b'dieved, but lachachilo, you're not allowed to do it. And if you rip it off, you might have to return it. Rebbe Yirmiah savar, fi lachachilo, and Rebbe Yirmiah says, no, even lachachilo, you can do it, and that's why he says that there is no bitul mekach when it comes to hekdesh. Two more lines, and then we finish the section. Going back to the original discussion of Stira and Rabbi Yochanan, maybe you don't have to switch. We had the Stira in the Mishnah and the Braisa. Elu dvarim hekdeshos. So the answer is Kederev Chizda. We're misunderstanding. Dam Rav Chizda, what does Rav Chizda mean by there's no ona'ah by hektish? Ein lohem ona'ah, einon bitoras ona'ah. Da filu pachos michdei ona'ah chozer. Rav Chizda has a different interpretation of ein lohem ona'ah by those five things in the Mishnah and Bamatzia. By hektish it means that ona'ah by hektish doesn't apply even less than a six. You have to give it back. Ein lohem toras ona'ah. And then there wouldn't be a problem. So that's why the Tosa Rush there, Bamatzia, Daf Zayin points out. The word ein lohem ona'ah means different things. Different things for different concepts. For karka, it means no ona at all. For kekdesh, it means total ona. Even for a tiny amount. So depending on the context, that's what you would say ein lohem ona means. This principle, by the way, of Shmuel is quoted in Shulchan Aruch b'zman hazeh. Because the Shulchan Aruch, the Shmuel only says it by hekdesh, but the Rishonim, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, applied by Maaser Sheni, applied by Netzer Ravai, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yeridei, and Reis Sadek Dalid, Bizman Azeh, where we're not going to use it anyway, we're Mechalel, all of these items, onto a Shavah Pruta. The Vilna Gaon is not so happy, he thinks maybe this should be limited, but either way, this is what we hold. You're Mechalel onto a Shavah Pruta by all the items that require Pidyon, Bizman Hazeh. Good, let's continue. Amar Ula. A couple of limitations. Lo amru ela bishamui betray. When do we say all of this applies and you have to make up the difference and the chulu and you have to give it back? That's only if the evaluation was only done with two people. Abul bishamua betlasa. But if it was evaluated with three, viafagabdasi bemeya. Lo hadu. Even if 100 people come afterwards and say we made a mistake, but if you already used the bezin for the original, so it's a machlokas. So why should that be? That's not wrong. Three people evaluated it to start with, and therefore, it would not be hadar. Any, is that really true? V'yamar Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Heicha da amar mea ketrei v'trei kameya. When do we say 2 and 100 are equal? Le'inyun edus. Right, the cases of edus where 100 people come after 2 witnesses came. Av'le'inyun umdina basur deus azlinan. But when it's a question of opinion, so 100 should be better than 3. So why do you say 100 doesn't beat 3? Visu and also, tzlasa, vitzlasa, loaz, lina, basar, basra, diad hektash, alo, yona. What do you mean? Hektash should always win out. How can you say that? If it's 3 against 100, hektash is not going to win. Number one, that principle is limited. Number two, it's not right. Yad hektash should always be al yona. So the Gemara answers, ksavar ula, tzarach lasos damim, mi divrehem. Ula says, really, only, you're right. Really, we would normally say Yad Hektish Al Ha'alyona. But he holds that you only have to make it up Mid Rabbanan, like Reish Lakish said, well, depending if you switch it or not, the Kald Rabbanan Akilu Barabbanan, and every Rabbanan were Mekel. And therefore, any type of Kula, once you have 3 or 4 people that said something, so then we say that even if 100 come afterwards, it doesn't work. Okay, let's at least do the Mishnah. And then we'll stop. We'll finish the parak tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Harezu tachas ola tachas chatas lo amar klum. If somebody goes over to an animal and says, this is instead of an ola, there's no other, he doesn't have an ola standing there. He just goes over to a chulin animal and says, zu tachas ola. It's meaningless. Because tomorrow you need 2 animals there. Tachas chatas zu v'tachas ola zu. Tachas chatas tachas ola sheishli bebayis hayalo dvarav kayamim. So if you say, instead of this chatas or ola, or instead of this the animal that I have in my house, then that works. Meaning the animal doesn't have to be standing there next to the chulin animal. Amar alabayim b'temei av abalas mum, hare elu ola lo amar klum. If you say about an animal that cannot be hukrav as an ola, so it's meaningless what you said, because we assume you're trying to put give a kedushas mizbeach, and it doesn't work. Hare elu le'ola, but if you add in the lamid, then we could say it means for the value of an ola, and therefore yimachru v'yavi b'demehen ola. Then you would be able to assume it. Okay, we'll start tomorrow with interesting Shulchan Aruch, halacha l'maisa, in terms of adding the lamid and not adding the lamid. B'ez Hashem, the Yoredeya and Simon Hay, and then we will continue. Okay, B'ez Hashem, Ian Shear should be up, hopefully, from last night, and we will continue, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow with the end of the fifth, at the beginning of the sixth parak here in Zemurah.